Welcome to the Art in Liverpool podcast, bringing you news, views and reviews. Brought to you by DefNet Media and ArtInLiverpool.com. Presented by Neil Morin and Ian Jackson.
Welcome to this week's Art in Liverpool podcast. And coming up on this week's show, we bring you...
Dot Art has moved to a new location.
Arena Art Auction.
Twestival.
Twestival. All coming up on this week's Art in Liverpool podcast. News this week. Ian, there's been quite a bit going on. And the news this week is Dot Art. Tell us about that. What's going on there?
Yeah, Dot Art have had this little gallery in Queen Avenue. They've been there a couple of years. But now they've moved just a bit further up the avenue. To number 16. They don't have so much gallery space. But if you know Queen Avenue, it's like a little arcade off Castle Street. Just a few little shops there, like kind of cafe, Toff's Cafe, I think it is. And so there's various windows there which they've been using the arcade to show some of the artwork, and that sort of leads you into the building where they are, and you can go in and talk to Lucy about anything you want to buy. And there is some exhibition space there, but it's sort of by appointment, I suppose. You can't just wander in. You have to ring the bell and arrange to have a viewing. And so they've just put some new artwork up by Stephen Collett, one of their artists, and it's called Cities, and that's there until March. And on Wednesday, the 4th of March, there'll be an auction of the works, and that's for charity. I can't remember which charity. But anyway, that'll take place on Wednesday, 4th of March. They do sell a fair bit of artwork online. They've been going for a few years now, and selling works by local artists, but I believe they're also expanding into to cover other parts of the Northwest as well.
As we're chatting away here, the audio quality is going in and out a little bit for some people. We're Skyping today's show. We're recording over Skype. This is new.
Yeah, yes. As you say, the sound does seem to wander up and down a bit.
So, you know, this is a new technology for us. We're testing this out. We're going to see how it sounds. And we didn't say last week, of course, we couldn't record. I was sick. I was sick all week.
Oh.
I got a bad cold, so there was no Art in Liverpool podcast last week. I still feel very, I still feel a bit run down now, but that's possibly because I've been out playing in the snow.
Ah, yes, you've been building snow people.
Yes.
Snow person.
Snow person, and then destroying them, and of course the country is being hit by a big big snowstorm, which they say is going to get worse later in the week. I can't see how it can get any worse. There's already cars breaking down on the road, and it's taking 2 hours to get home and stuff like that. Any other items coming up in the news?
Yeah. Oh, by the way, that charity auction for Dot Art, I just remembered, it's taking place not at their gallery, but in the 62 Castle Street Hotel. And it's from 6 till 8 in the evening. Other bits of news. I'll just remind people to keep a check on the Royal Standard website. We talked about the sale that they had recently, and that's ongoing. And what they're doing is actually, you know, doing a bit like the sales you have in the stores. They're putting prices up and down every so often. So if you keep checking the website, you might see something that was £1,000 last week might only be £10. Check on the Royal Standard website, there's some good stuff there.
So that's £1,000 last week and £10 this week, that would be good. That would be good. And we mentioned, can you buy an intervention? And I did email them and ask them, and I've had no reply. I think that's a no, or a yes, I'm not sure.
If I was an ah, don't be silly.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's probably why they didn't reply. So, what else is coming up in the news? I see here now there's St George's Hall. I was there. I went past St George's Hall just on Saturday. I could have popped in and saw the tiled floor.
That's right, yes. The wonderful mentioned tiled floor of St George's Hall, the big hall, covered up most of the time. But every so often they lift up the false floor and it's on show. Only for a couple of weeks, till the 15th of February. We can go along on Valentine's Day and have a look at it. And they're just charging just £1 entry. Do you know, it does cost an awful lot to take the floor. It's something like £20,000 to, you know, to get the people in to take the floor up and put it back again.
Right, oh, that's because they cover it with there's a wooden flooring which protects the tiles, and so it costs them that amount of money every time they want to show it?
Yeah, it must be quite a standard operation, and they've got to get the floor just right so it doesn't scratch the tiles. And there is one sort of glassed tile there, isn't there, so you can actually see a bit of the floor through that.
Yeah, always. Okay, well, Ian, that's the tiled flooring at St George's Hall, and that is the news this week. Round of the week, Ian. We're rounding up, you know, 1 week, 2 weeks, however many weeks. But you've been busy. You've been here. You've been there. What's been going on?
Yeah, quite a lot, but probably too many things to mention in detail. But there's just a few highlights. One is you were there on Friday, the Arena Art Auction in the Leaf Cafe. That went very well. There's a big crowd there, so many that I know people who arrived late were stuck at the back and couldn't really see, so that was good.
That was really good fun. I mean, I really enjoyed it. I probably had a bit too much to drink, but really enjoyed it. There was loads of people there, you know, people were bidding. Sometimes it was a bit slow to get people started off bidding, so, you know, I was raising my hand occasionally just at the £10 mark to see if I could get people to bid a little bit higher. But it was...
You did that every time.
Yeah, I did. Yes, admittedly I did. But, you know, it got things going.
It did, yes. As you say, it was a bit of a struggle sometimes. A few items didn't reach their reserve price. Most of the items went, well below £100. But there was one item that reached over £200, £210, I think it was, when I was bidding against somebody else and eventually had to give up.
Wow.
But yeah, it was great fun. Dr. Paul O'Keefe was the auctioneer, and he's always good. But he didn't have a microphone or anything, and he was having to... when he got so many people there in a bar, then it does get a bit noisy at times, so he did a great job of managing to shout above them.
Yeah, managing to shout above them, managing to control the crowd.
Including you, yeah.
Including me. it was a very good show. I absolutely really enjoyed it. So what else has been going on in the past week?
There was a show opened at View 2 recently. This we talked about this before. It's opened the three Evans brothers, Tony, Dave and Stan. Tony's probably best known in the art world for his wonderful sculptures made from copper, or domestic plumbing copper items that we've seen in several places. And that was really packed out because they're all retired, all their old colleagues from work and all their families and friends were there, and it was really packed. And it's a good show, yeah. Tony's work is particularly good.
I say he used to work for Littlewoods, I remember you saying, the artistic director.
Ah, no, that was one of the ones. That was Dave.
Ah, right.
Tony used to work for Prudential Insurance, and then when he left, he went to the Liverpool Community College to do his Arts Foundation, and then on to John Moores to do the degree and so on. So he's the only one who's actually had the formal training, I think. That goes on. It's not much longer, I think. I think it finishes next week, I think.
Okay, and also, was it opened in the last couple of weeks, the Cornerstone, the Altered Communications?
Yeah, that's right, Cornerstone, the Hope University Gallery. They're building a new art centre, actually, right next door, which will have more gallery space, but mainly for 3D work. I was reading about that the other day. I think it's about £6 million they're spending on it. So, the Cornerstone do a lot of jewellery, ceramics and so on. It's always very good, and so they need a space for the cabinets to put the 3D work in. Anyway, that's by the way. Altered Communication is the exhibition that's on there now, and this is a sort of exchange thing with students from Concordia University in California, US of A. The professor was over here to... open the exhibition and give a talk. I didn't get to the talk. And the exhibition is on the theme of sort of interpreting the word communication. That's what that's about. And one of the things coming out of this is that some artwork by Liverpool artists that was shown last year will then go over to California to be shown there, and that's happening in March, I believe. So that's good. That's Jason Jones at Cornerstone doing a great job of spreading the word of Liverpool artists around the place.
He certainly is. Cornerstone. Yes, I remember being told about the Cornerstone, this new art school being built there. It's kind of like they're, you know, really investing their money on that site, and is a fantastic building there.
Yeah, at the expense of the car park. Well, no car park now.
I'm not worried about that. But also, while we're on the talk of, like, you know, art buildings, prestigious art buildings in the city, any word on the new John Moores Art School opening?
Not much, no. It has opened. People have moved in now, and I know one or two people have been to have a look, but I haven't been myself. Really should do that, and I believe they have got a good gallery space. They certainly said they would have, so I must get in there and have a look.
That'd be really good. And I suppose one of the other things that we haven't mentioned, because we didn't record the show last week, was the fact that All Together Now, the two of us went along to All Together Now. I was there for most of the day, which I think is where I got my cold. And that was organised by the Trade Unions Congress, the TUC, at Novas, at the CUC. Okay, maybe not. But that was a big meeting. There were, who was there? There's people there from the unions, but also Phil Redmond was there, one of the MPs. Yeah, she was there. And also, obviously there was big, you know, big crowd there in the morning, and then for introductory talk and, you know, inspirational talks, and then people broke off, went to different groups for different meetings to discuss, which were open meetings, anyone could go along, and it was good that it had been organised, but then at the same time I didn't really feel as if it. You know, at the end of it, I didn't really feel as if it all came together that well. And I was kind of hoping that, you know, there'd be lots of things organised out of it, lots of people, you know, bring groups together that would take ideas forward. And it just seemed a bit, you know, didn't really have any shape to it at the end of the day.
We were only there for the very first session, the opening talks and question and answer session, with the people you mentioned, some of the people you mentioned, Phil Redmond and Maria Regal and Frank Cottrell Boyce, isn't it, the writer?
Yeah.
Used to write for Brookside, and he's written books and a film, Millions, I think it was called. And he was very good, talking particularly about the closure of libraries and so on the Wirral.
Yeah.
He was very scathing and quite amusing about that, you know, the legacy of capital of culture is the closed libraries, but in the Wirral. And somebody did video that. I've seen that. I think it was Vinnie Lawrence and Woods
at the Williams
School. There was a video out there somewhere of that. Well worth having a look at.
It was. He was very good. Frank Cottrell Boyce was very good. And it was. You know, talking about the closure of the Wirral libraries, and it was a subject which people felt very passionately about. At the meeting, so that was good. And you know, as you said, if there's a video out there, and I know that Vinnie chaired one of the meetings, and so did, is it Luann, his wife?
That's right, yeah.
That's it. She chaired one of the other meetings. So brilliant, good stuff. So that's roundup of the week. This week, Ian, what's coming up this week? I hear that Colin Sargent has an exhibition at the Unity Theatre. Colin's an old friend of mine. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's really great that Colin Sargent has got a solo show, although it's only in the the Unity Theatre. They have little exhibitions there up in the bar area upstairs, mostly in the corridor area upstairs. That's good, yeah, we like Colin's work. He does photography, and it's mostly like close-ups of rusty metalwork or broken doors and trees and plants and things like that, and they look quite abstract. It's called Abstract Away, the exhibition. They're not manipulated at all, they're just taken as they are with non-digital camera, and it's good. So that opens, there's a private viewing on this Tuesday, the 3rd of February, and then it's on till the end of February, 28th.
Or we're like, listen, you know, people may well find it hard to get in there, you know, with all the snow, but we wish them luck. And also, you know, Colin used to do a great deal of band photography, that kind of thing, but he has had abstract, favourite is abstract work, and he has had work around the world. I mean, it's, I know New York, and he's also been in somewhere like Georgia as well. He's got, you know, he kept on wandering around the office, so this was many years ago. He's got Georgia on his mind. So he's...
Okay.
He's been over to, you know, he's exhibited at various different places. So, and he's also...
Yeah, I'd forgotten about his band photography. Yeah, I before my time, I think I only really see his other works. I was going to say, oh yeah, he does a lot on the Liverpool scene. He works for the Nerve magazine and Catalyst Media, doing stuff for them, reviewing exhibitions and so on. So bumping into him quite a lot.
And also Red Dot, he's also one of the founder members of Red Dot with Sue Milburn.
Of course, yeah, and they had a really busy year last year. They put on some good exhibitions and workshops, making art out of recycled material and so on. Yeah, he's been doing well.
Brilliant. Okay, so good luck to you, Colin, and I hope the show goes well. Now, also coming up later on this week, Ian, is Thursday. Thursday, Tate Liverpool, what's going on there?
It's the Lever Prize Awards, isn't it? Quite often won. Last year it was won by Tate Liverpool, and a couple of years ago it won, or two or three years ago it was won by Liverpool Biennial. It's only a short list of three, and it's, remind me, Future Everything. We run the Future Sonic Festival in Manchester, and Tatton Park have had that biennial, their own biennial of art during last summer. Lots of sculptures all around the parks there, and the other one is Preston, the Football Museum in Preston.
Yep, Preston Football Museum. Yeah, I've been there. I really like that. I haven't been out to Tatton Park, so I can't say about that. But I have been to Future Everything, and Future Everything, or you know, the festival is called Future Sonic. Very good, brilliant. Like it. And so I'm going along on Thursday, and I'm going to be there rooting for Future Sonic and wishing them all the best.
That's right, yeah, they're having the awards ceremony, we've got our invites, so we'll try and make it along to that. Yeah, I haven't been, although I'm really into football, I haven't been to the Football Museum in Preston, but I've certainly been to Future Sonic a few times.
Well, you know, keep my fingers crossed for Future Sonic, I can't keep my fingers crossed for everyone. So I hope it goes really well for them, and there's a prize of £20,000, have we said that?
Oh yeah, it's not bad, is it?
No, that's not bad at all, not bad. But also coming up on Thursday, if you're not going along to the Lever Art Prize, you might want to pop along to the Egg. What's going on at the Egg, Ian?
The Egg, yes, the Egg Cafe. The next exhibition, curated by Headspace, as usual. It's called Small Things 2, TWO as well, 2. Because it's a duo show, not a solo show, a duo show by the Dad and Lab team, Nathan and Anthony Pendlebury. They've had a few exhibitions around the place recently. They had a good one in Liverpool Academy of Arts last year. We bought one of the paintings there. It's good stuff, yeah. So that opens on, there's a viewing on the Thursday, the 5th, from 7 o'clock onwards. Should be good, just the two of them.
Brilliant. And you're right, they have exhibited quite a lot. I remember you telling me, obviously, I remember you telling me previously about the exhibition at the Liverpool Academy of Art. Okay, so...
Anthony won't be there, unfortunately. He had, he's, I don't know, he's fairly old, and he had another stroke recently, so he's not too well, but hope he recovers okay, and he's really, really keen to get back to his painting.
That's, I'm sorry to hear that. And, okay, moving up, later in the week, Focus on Photography. Now, I take it that this is nothing to do with Colin Sargent. What's this to do with?
I don't know how this came about, really, but it's, I think, the galleries in Liverpool are getting together more and now. I think, you know, there's more networking going, more collaborations and so on. And this is at the National Conservation Centre. We've had this exhibition by Philip Jones Griffiths running for a while. Photojournalism and Open Eye Gallery, whose most recent exhibition at the moment is, what's her name, David Goldblatt's photographs of South Africa. pictures of the past 40 years or so of what's been happening in South Africa. This Saturday, February, there's a talk in the morning at 11:30 at the National Conservation Centre about the Philip Jones Griffiths works. And at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, at Open Eye Gallery, there's Professor Tamar Garb from London is talking about David Goldblatt's work. So I think it's free, yes, but you're advised to book in advance. And that should be good. Yeah, if you're into photography, it's sounds like a good day.
Sounds very good indeed. And so that's this weekend. You see, this is what happens when I miss a week and, you know, I'm sick and I haven't got to talk to you, to, you know, record the podcast. I don't know about something as brilliant as that coming up this Saturday.
Well, it's on the website as well. So, yeah, it's good to... It sticks in your mind better if you talk about it, I suppose, isn't it?
Well, it certainly sticks in my mind if I talk about it. So, that is this week. Further ahead, Ian, this week, tell us what's coming up further ahead.
Next Thursday, the 12th, we're twittering.
Stop. Twittering. Twittering, Ian, please, for our listeners who may well have heard of twittering. Or may not have. Please explain.
I'll try, because I'm not actually a Twitterer myself yet. I've just signed up. Anyway, there's this website called twitter.com. You can send messages to it in various ways, through your texts on your mobile phone, I think. And that can then get sent on to other Twitterers, or your Facebook page, or your MySpace page, and so on. So you can send messages about what you're doing or whatever, something interesting happening, but you're limited to 140 characters. So just short little messages. I didn't really get into it at first because I just see these Twitter messages saying, you know, oh, it's snowing and I'm cold. That sort of thing. Pretty useless stuff. But it can be useful. Anyway.
But yeah, let me stop you there because, you know, I'm a Twitterer. I'm a Twitterer. I've been twitting. I'm not sure if that's a technical jargon. I'm sure. I think Jonathan Ross has been twittering, and I certainly know that.
Tweeting.
Tweeting. Is that what it's called?
No. I think so. Yeah. Jonathan Ross and Stephen Fry is a famous tweeter.
Stephen Fry. You can't. You can't stop him from twittering. He is constantly at it. Yes, I'm going to... I need to get a visa. I'm travelling somewhere. You know, people are sending him tweets, and he's there responding, yes, I've just had 2 photographs taken, full length, long, da-da-da-da-da. Visa, ooh, it's all a bit scary. All over and done with. And you're just thinking, watch this, you know, this, we posted this 40 minutes ago, we posted this, you know, 25 minutes ago, we posted this 12 minutes ago, he's out, there you go, and he's constantly at it. I'm on his phone now.
Yeah. Anyway, it's something which apparently it's really taken off anyway, it's very popular. And so somebody had this bright idea of organising a festival of Twitterers, and that sort of spread across the world. So on the 12th of February, there'll be something like 130 countries involved in having festivals, and so some local Twitterers, decided, well, you know, Liverpool can't miss out. You know, we just had Capital of Culture; we've got to be in on these things. So they quickly organised one, a festival, and it's going to be at the Leaf Tea Shop and Cafe, where we were last Friday for the Arena Art Auction. And they've organised some bands, and the bands are the Lapis, Sparkwood 21, and Pencil In, and also another auction. And they're actually looking for people to donate things for the auction. And so we'll be there. You can sign up. There's a nice website, Liverpool.twestival.com, and you can also buy t-shirts, very nice t-shirts, and buy tickets. Tickets free, but you're supposed to buy a ticket online first and then make a donation on the door if you can.
I knew about it, but I haven't booked tickets yet. So in fact, I think I sent you the emails. So I shall be booking it almost definitely. Now also here, this something springs to mind. also on Thursday. Oh no, this is Thursday the 12th of March. Sorry, 1 month later than the festival is the Liverpool Art Prize.
We just noticed today that we've been busy organising our Liverpool Art Prize, and the prize review is on Thursday, 12th of March. So put that in your diary. But also, we discovered that it's also a private view at FACT, and it's Open Eye as well, maybe others, all on the same night. It's a popular night, 12th of March. So we've been in conversation with FACT and Open Eye and trying to organise how we can best get people around the various venues in one evening. So I think we'll maybe FACT Open Eye will start a bit earlier than usual and we'll go on a bit later, and the bars at CUC can be open quite late, and so maybe we'll have a bit of a party at CUC once everyone's finished at FACT and Open Eye.
That sounds like a really good idea, because I know also of another event on the 12th of March, which is there is a performance taking place at the St. Luke's Church on Lacey Street.
Sorry, is that one of the film nights?
Not one of the film nights, no. There's Fractor are involved, DEFCON, DEFNET Media are involved, Paul from DEFCON, he's written the plays for it. Written the plays, the scripts. So that's going on the same night as well. Note, I haven't got any more details yet. However, I do keep on prodding Paul and saying, come on, send me details. We can start pumping this information out and get people to come along. So that is going to be a big night then.
Ah, right, yeah. I was going to say, I hope it's a nice night. But maybe if it's raining, nobody will go to St. Luke's. They'll go to CUC instead, eh?
Well, you can...
No,
It's terrible, isn't it? These, you know, there are suddenly a whole pile of things which are clashing. It's like,
But sometimes it works out better. If it is a nice night, then people do get round more things and stay out later. But at the same time, you're worried about, everyone being in one place and not going to other places. Sometimes it works out great, sometimes it doesn't.
You know what? I think we're going to have to give this night a title of some kind. Transition. I don't know. You know, we could call it one of those kind of nights and say this is everything that's going on that night. Get the people in the city motivated and out.
You know, the last couple of years we've done this thing called Thank You Art Day. Which is March the 9th. And because March the 9th is a Monday this year, when most galleries are closed, we're going to sort of do a Thank You Art week instead. So we're hoping that galleries will do something each day of that week, and so maybe the Thursday will be like one of the big long nights of the Thank You Art Week transition thing.
I like it. Oh yeah.
Yeah, one big art party week. Yeah.
I like it. Well, the exhibition that's opening at FACT that night, if I'm not mistaken, is of course going to be their DIY night, their do it yourself night, and so if there's anything which is, you know, about doing it yourself, the Liverpool Art Prize is about doing it yourself, because you've done it yourselves.
That's right. Yes. Yeah. That's true. Yeah. The FACT thing is one of the few things so far this year which is actually addressing this year of the environment here in Liverpool. I think FACT are calling their theme for the year is unsustainable, I think, and so a lot of the stuff that's going on is sort of carrying on as well from the fifth floor of Tate, where you just get various groups, communities to come in and do stuff in the space. It seems to be a bit like that, only more focused on the environment and ecology and technology.
That's very true. They have a number of big things coming up later on this year, and some again. I'd also like to mention, as you mentioned the fifth floor of Tate, and this is, I'll go back to this quickly, the Paul Rooney was on, he was being interviewed by Tenant Spin that were down there, and there is an hour-long video of Paul Rooney being interviewed, and that's available on Mogulus, and it's Mogulus, and if you search for Tenant Spin and you have to go for artists interviews, and then I think you'll find it. It did take a bit of digging around, or took me a bit of time to dig around and find it, but do have a look at that. But of course, if you're one of my Twitter friends, which is definitemedia, twitter.com/definitemedia, you can tweet me And I will send you the link to Paul Rooney's Modulus video.
I should be on there as well, actually, because on Thursday I was on the Tenant Spin couch talking about blogging, basically, and citizen journalism and social media, etc., along with Stu Robarts from Fact and a couple of other people. That was last Thursday, but I haven't checked it online yet. I'll have to see how it turned out. Is it mod, you mod with a D, modulus, or mobulus with a B?
Mog with a G.
Oh, right. Mogulus. Okay.
You'll find it. It's coming. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you. I don't know where I remembered that from. And so there's a lot going on. We've recapped quite a bit, and there's an awful lot coming up. So, Ian, any final words on our first Skype podcast?
It's been quite fun, really. It's been difficult to read my notes and speak into the screen at the same time, but we'll get used to it.
That's it. Yes, we shall definitely get you a microphone of some kind, and therefore you won't have to be speaking into the screen. And I might see if I can find a webcam here somewhere that I can hook up into. You can at least stare at my face and go, ah, oh, dear me. So, that's our first Skype podcast. We're yet to listen back to the material, so fingers crossed for us. So, Ian, for this week, I would like to say thank you very much.
Thank you. Of course, if the sound quality isn't any good, then you won't hear this.
Yes, you will. Okay, Ian, thank you very much. Thank you very much, and good night.
Good night.
Thanks for downloading from DeafNet Media.